Log Talk Radio.
All right. So let's go, y'all. Let's go. This afternoon, it's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host at 752. This is Saturday, the 17th of June. We are powering through this first month of summer, even though I don't know about y'all in your respective cities, but it hasn't felt like summer here. I swear, it's not winter, but it's definitely on some spring shit, and you know, like, whatever. You know, stave off the heat wave for as long as possible. That's what I say. I ain't trying to get had no heat wave. However, you know, when the weather is acting funny, so do a whole lot of people. But today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we are talking about, does poverty equal or equate to boredom? Does poverty equate to boredom? Now, I want y'all to think about this for a minute. I really want you to ponder for a minute. I want you to sit back, relax, do your thing, and chill, sort of like my brother from another mother, Narcil. Listen, does being broke or poverty equate to boredom or trouble? Well, we know that when your money is low, when you're growing up in the hood and your money is low, a lot of times we talk about the idle mind being the devil's playground. Well, you can find a lot of devilish things to do when you're in the hood and you don't have no money. You're scrambling trying to get a couple of dollars so you can get access to the things that will make you happy. And unfortunately, when you are broke, you think that the gateway to happiness is money. It's the one thing that you don't have. And a lot of times because of your limited knowledge of things and other people in your environment's limited access to being able to teach you certain things, you don't know about so many of the things that are out here for you to be able to explore and get into that don't even cost a lot of money. You know, when we were younger, I think about this sometimes. When we were younger, our parents and our teachers taught us to read books. They taught us to read books when we were bored. And you know what? It worked. And we found out a lot of things about boredom that a lot of people may not know nowadays. See, nowadays we can go on social media. We can just, you know, queue up our phones and go on websites and go to social media and whatever, and we can see things that will entertain us, some things that are fictional, a lot of things that are fictional, some things that may be factual, and we are able to ward off boredom in that way. But when we were younger, we didn't have those things. We had to go out and do things, or we had to have people around us that would give us ideas, and we would brainstorm, or sometimes when the weather was bad and there weren't a lot of people around, our parents would not allow us to just sit around the house and you know, sit with our lips poked out and just be bored. They would tell us to read. And when we read, not only did we get better at the reading, but we also got better into getting into the pages. So one clear fact about people who read is that their imagination is often stronger than those who don't read. It's something about the power of the written word that allows you to remember things better and allows you to think and figure out things better. It's almost like math, you know. It's a good thing. But now our children are not encouraged to read as much as they may have been when we were growing up. So, I mean, plenty of times, you know, some of us went to the library if we got bored. We went and got more books. You know what else they had at the library that I remember and you'll remember now if you have forgotten? Remember, you could check out or rent out records and tapes. After a while, I believe that nowadays you may even be able to rent out video games and things like that. The library is a really valuable resource for the youth and for anyone to be able to get access to information and to be able to keep yourself busy. One thing that we may lose sight of when we talk about boredom and when we talk about the hood is that boredom is more about your mental state It's more psychological than it is physical. But with the internet telling us that we got to go out there and do things, and then, you know, us coming up out of the COVID era, which had many of us saying, you know, I'm outside now. I'm outside. You know, we have to really think about what we're talking about when we say that we're outside, baby. We outside. We are available. We out here. We out here. We out here. But what we doing out here? You know, for a couple of, for at least 1 year, because we weren't quarantined for 2 years, but at least for 1 year, we weren't able to go outside freely and just congregate with each other, meet each other. We couldn't even see each other's faces because we had the masks on. Oh, shout out to my people who can't say masks, and they say masses. So, you know, we had our masses on. Some people had on masks, and some people had on their masses. I had on a mask. But my man's, he had on his mask. No, I'm not talking about a religious ritual, you know, by Catholics. Mask. I mean, mask. All right, see, I see y'all want to play. Y'all want to play. You know, y'all keep this up. Y'all keep this up. I'm going to start asking for some money when people start coming up in here. I'm going to start asking for money. But anyway, so, yeah, we went to the library. A lot of people went to the library, you know, ran out some records, some books, whatever, and just make sure that you return them joints when you was finished with them. Nowadays, you know, just get on the internet, watch some crazy reels, maybe even go on Pornhub or somewhere like that. See, we ain't had nothing like that. I don't know where we would have been if we could have watched pornographic material without having to confront a store clerk. Really? I mean, y'all got to think about that. When we wanted to check out pornographic material, we either had to, you know, show somebody at the newsstand what we were buying, or we went to the video store. You know, they knew, like, yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's not Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's Raiders of the... Raiders of the Boss Bark. You know, Bark Wood. Raiders of the Big Bark. So we had to stand in front of somebody. Look. We went to buy condoms. We had to go to the drugstore, and everybody knew either we was having sex, or we was facilitating somebody else having it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, you go to the Chinese store, you can get a few single magnums. Don't trust those Chinese store magnums, man. Something ain't right about that pack. Something ain't right. A lot of y'all ain't working with magnum material anyway. But I understand. I understand. You know what I mean? With your baggy condom on. But at least you practicing safe sex. I ain't mad at you. T. Carey Wright, what's going on? It's good to see me some you. For real. All right. She says, boredom is mental, but some people think that it's a physical thing. True. And she says, we lived full lives without social media and without boatloads of money. Yeah. We had to be creative, because it wasn't about money. It wasn't about money. And I'm going to say this, and I can't say this with total certainty, but I'm going to say that I'm not so sure that we had as many social events going on when we were growing up in the 70s and 80s as we have now. I don't know. Now, some people may argue that we had more because we actually had to get out and do things, promote, advertise. You know, a flyer back in the day really meant something. It may not mean nothing now, but back in the day, a flyer meant something. You see a flyer on a telephone pole, you're like, oh, such and such is going to be at the skating rink this week. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, we going skating this week. We going to skate and I don't know, you know, Stetsasonic and I don't know, Stetsasonic and Roxanne Shante might be at the skating rink. We on the skating rink. We saw it. We know it's going to be, you know, on, I don't know, what's next Saturday? June 25th. June 25th, you know, or 24th. June 24th. Roxanne Shante and Stetsasonic going to be at the skating rink. We going. You know what I mean? We going. I'm getting a haircut. I'm getting a haircut on Friday. I'm going to be fresh for Saturday. I might go Saturday morning. So I don't know if we had as many social events, but the social events that we had meant something. It really did. They meant something. And 9 times out of 10, the social events that we went to, we actually had fun, genuine fun. I will attest to that. I will attest to that. And they were affordable. Hip hop in its early stages was very, very affordable. Shoot, I remember having floor seats at the Philadelphia Spectrum. The Spectrum is a stadium where we used to have concerts back in the day, and it was way better than the bigger venues that we have now, because the acoustics, the way that the Spectrum was set up, the sound when you went to go see a concert at the Spectrum, that thing was rocking. Then they built, you know, sometimes people get it right, and they just forget the formula of how. I mean, aren't there scientists? Aren't there researchers that go in and develop how sound is going to be conveyed to large crowds when they build a venue? Don't they know? I mean, it don't seem like it. But anyway, so I remember being able to go to the Spectrum to go see a rap concert. $16, $18, and floor seats. Now, we wasn't right up front, but I'm talking about like 10 rows back. You could still see very well. The stage was up high. You know what I mean? $18. $18. Now, of course, I'm be talking about 1986, 87, 88. But nonetheless, I mean, even for the inflation of that time, that was affordable. These tickets these days, I'd be like, cats ain't even on the floor. You know, you go see how much you, I ain't even going to talk about Beyonce. How much do you think that it costs to go see The Weeknd or Bruno Mars or Katy Perry or somebody like that? Man, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You ain't getting in the building to see none of them for under $100. What are we doing? And in today's economy, $100 is not affordable. So if you want to go see a show, you have to, you know, if you want to go see a show, and especially if you want to take your kids to go see a show, just know that you're going to be spending a lot of money. Oh, well, anyway, so piggybacking off of what T. Carrie Wright was talking about, a lot of people think that boredom is a physical thing. So they think that they have to be doing something physically in order to escape boredom. Now, I will say this. When you are doing something physical, you're not going to be bored. I don't care whether you're doing something that you don't want to do physically, like working, you know what I mean, or digging a hole or exercising or whatever the case may be. You're not going to be bored, you know. But many of those things may be things that you don't like to do. So instead of doing those physical things, you may sit around like, I don't have nothing to do. Nothing to do. You know, a shout out to the people on social media that take a bunch of selfies talking about I was bored. Bored. Like, listen, you want likes. I get it. You don't have to front like you was bored. I mean, nobody's buying that. They're not. You don't even look bored in the damn pictures. Your picture should look like... Can you imagine that shit? Instead, the pictures be like, those ain't boredom shots, shorty. Those ain't boredom shots. It looked like you trying to catch something out there. You trying to catch something out there. The damn internet. That got me thinking about a meme that I saw the other day, and it made me so, so mad. It said, the meme was a question, and it said, I can't remember the word that they call women who do waxing for females, you know, waxing their crotch and all that kind of stuff. Whatever the name of them is, they said, what would you do if the waxer licked your pussy after she got finished giving you the wax? Waxing you or whatever. And damn near every woman was with that shit. I would ask for more wax, or I would definitely tip her good, or I would be sure to come back next time. And I was like, there were only two women on that whole thread. Out of the ones who commented, one said that she would smack the shit out of her, and Facebook hit that comment, and the other one said something like, "No, wait a minute now," or some shit like that. Everybody else was like, "Shoot, I would tell her to finish the job," or I was like, "That's what we doing? That's where we are." Well. Yeah. Y'all know me. I added a comment. I was like, this is the most fucked up post that I've seen in a long time. TK Wright says the waxer would draw back a black eye. I mean, maybe they took it as a joke, but I don't think so. To me, like, questions like that are very indicative of what we have going on out here. But I just wanted to put y'all on to that shit because, you know, that shit got under my skin. Then things like that get under my skin. I'd rather be bored than to read some shit like that. But Idle Mind is the devil's playground, and evidently it's the LGBTQ playground as well. I mean, you know what? You know, because thinking about it realistically, if something like that happened, first of all, it was fitting that post was for women. It was fitting because had it been a man who said who was confronted with the same scenario, maybe something like, what would you do if your barber finished lining you up perfectly and then kissed you on the mouth? Imagine a bunch of men on a post being like, shoot, I'll be right back there next Saturday. Or oh, yeah, shoot. I would make sure that I had my breath mints in. Or, you know, like, so the double standard when it comes to this bullshit, the double standards that when it comes to things like this is crazy. But here's where we are. Here's where we are as a society. And these are the things that we think are funny, and these are the things that we think are harmless, and these are the things that get rid of our boredom. So, you know, without having a whole lot of money, you can go on social media and fulfill your boredom until your heart's desire. and in any way that your heart desire. I just wanted to put y'all on with that. You know what I mean? And I don't want to be the bull. I don't want to be the bull that's always championing straight pride or wants to seem like he's totally anti-gay, even though I might be. You know what I mean? But these are the things that just irk me. They do. This stuff gets on my nerves. And I know so many people co-sign this shit. And it's all good. It's all good when you think you're going to get some ass out of something, or when something is going to be freaky and advantageous, freakily advantageous to you. It's all good. It's all key. Key, ha, 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 ha. It's all good till your son wants to turn double Dutch. Till your son wants to turn double Dutch, and he want a Holly Hobby house with an easy bake oven. It's all good till he want to play with Barbie instead of Ken. You know what I'm talking about? When you have to deal with the fallout of the funny, yo, that shit is worth a whole lot more than the money, and you can't spend your way out of this. So you're going to have to fry it up like a piece of it. All right, anyway. Like T. Carey Wright was saying, you know, a lot of people think that you have to be doing something physical in order to stave off boredom. Now, if you are doing something physical, like playing sports, and I said working out before, but like playing sports, it's one of the best ways to stave off boredom when you live in the hood, or if you just, you know, wherever you live, if you just don't have a lot of money. You know what I mean? Pick up a basketball. Go running. Whatever. You won't be bored. You might be tired, but you won't be bored. You know, a lot of times boredom comes out of not knowing what to do, or not having access to do things. When you have been doing the same things over and over and over again, not everybody likes to experience that level of repetition. Some people want to try new things, explore new things, go out, see new faces, you know, have new experiences. That is one way to really, really get your mind into another mode of exploration and elevation, you know, getting your mind to raising your thought process to another level, because you're learning. So when you're learning, you stave off boredom. So it kind of makes you wonder, all right, if you're a school-aged person, young person, you know, you're learning things all the time. But if you're not good in school, then you're probably not really learning on the level that you want to or need to. So school may be boring to you because you're not picking up the material. But I'm not sure if boredom is the word. It actually may make you anxious because you don't know what you're doing. And you know how uncomfortable it can be when it seems like everybody else is enjoying something that you can't enjoy because you don't know what's going on. You know uncomfortable it can make you when it seems like you're the only one that does not understand, and therefore you can't appreciate. And you know how hellish it can be when you have to act like you're enjoying something, or that you are understanding something that you really aren't enjoying or aren't understanding. It's like having sex and being forced to act like you're really enjoying it, and you're like, oh, this is horrible. This is horrible, you know, because it's sex. This is horrible. And somebody is saying to you, you like that? This is good, ain't it? Yeah, tell me it's good. And you like, I can't tell you it's good, shorty. You scratching me up. It feels terrible. Sort of like I'm having sex with sandpaper. Terrible. Sort of like I'm having sex with sandpaper. Terrible. Sort of like I'm having sex with sandpaper. Can't we do something? Need some KY. Because sex is like sandpaper. feeling like a sandpaper. Yeah, the sex is like a sandpaper. We gotta do something to make you get a little bit more juice. Cause the sex is like a sandpaper. Yeah, cause the sex is like a sandpaper. I'm gonna have to go to the doctor right after we're done. Cause I was made to act like I was enjoying myself when it wasn't fun. And the sex is like a sandpaper. Sex is like a sandpaper. I feel like I was dealing with a rape. Sex is like a sandpaper. Sex is like a sandpaper. What is y'all talking about? I hope nobody paper. Because I see that this shit is making me look bad. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to decline to have sex with this next time. Because it makes me mad. And nah. No. Actually, it makes me sad. Nah. I said the sex is like a sandpaper. 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 Go into the next paper. So, ow. Bit my lip just now. You know what I mean? I can't even control my own teeth. Ow. Y'all get myself? And a lead. I think I just escaped breaking the skin. But yeah, so you know, doing some physical things can definitely stave your boredom. And I was talking about sex. I've heard people say that having sex with somebody that they have had sex with previously was boring. Like sex with such and such is boring. And normally it's because they need more mental stimulation when they're having sex. And I don't even think people sometimes understand that until later on, maybe when it's pointed out to them by somebody else. Like, I think the problem that you're experiencing has more to do with this than that. It's like, oh, yeah, maybe. Like, she ain't got no freak in her. She ain't freaky. He only do it to me one way. He never wants to change positions, blah, blah, blah. So he said that, like, sex with such and such is boring. And you know what I think is interesting about that, because they may say, like, I've heard women say, like the dick is good, you know, the dick itself is good, but you know, he's boring. And I've heard dudes say the same thing, like, yo, she got a pretty good shot, but you know, she won't let me hit it from the back, or you know what I mean, she won't hang from the chandelier, or you know, all she wanted, the only place she ever wanted to do it is in the bed. She just want to open her legs. I want to hit it from the side. So even a physical, sexually stimulating act like having sexual intercourse can be boring to some people. So I hear. I've never had sex and was bored. It may have been boring leading up to the sex. You know what I mean? But the sex itself, even if it was terrible, it wasn't boring. It was just bad. But let me ask y'all that. Have you ever had sex with somebody and considered it to be boring? I know it's only three of y'all in here right now. I ain't mad at it. I don't care how many of y'all is in here. The show must go on. But speaking of that, make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Shout out to my mom calling me right now because she refuses to acknowledge what time my show comes on. So shout out to you, mommy, whose call I'm not answering right now, because you know, for the umpteenth time, you know, like, so what time you say you do your show? So when I tell y'all, you know, that, like, she don't respect this shit, I lie. But I guess with only three people in here, I guess she ain't the only one who don't respect it, huh? TK Wright says, call her back just in case. I will, as soon as we're done. But not now. No. Oh, it says four. Okay. And now it says four on my side. Nonetheless, it ain't always what you get up front. You know, we make our money on the back end. But anyway, Anyway, have you ever had sex with somebody that you considered to be boring? You know, the sex with them was boring. I mean, there are no right or wrong answers. Your experience and the way that you feel is what it is. So T. Carrie Wright says, yes. Yes, she has had sex with someone before that she considers to be boring. When I say, I've dealt with boring women, but having sex with them wasn't boring. It was just, boring is just not the word that I would use. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on? What's up with my brother Ansel Jones? Emily Dunlap in the house. I said Emily. Look at this. Emily coming out of the background talking about some mama more important than this show. We'll wait while you go in the kitchen so we can wait till you come. Look, I already know what my mama want. Y'all don't know, but me and my mama already had a conversation. You know what I'm saying? I know my mama what. And my mama is going to be all right. And you ask me how I know. Because you know how I know my mama is all right? Because if my mom ain't all right, she ain't the one who calls. You know who calls? Dita and Shell, my big sister. Dita and Shell, my big sister. So when they call, like if I ever talk to my mom today and they call, I'm like, because if they call her and they can't reach her, then they call me. Because I live closest to her, so they like, he can get to her first. So Shell calls. She'd be like, yeah, you speak to mommy today? The only reason you would ask that is because you ain't spoke to her. And now you worry, so I'm about to have to jump in the whip and fly around there because mommy ain't answering the phone. By the grace of God, there's never been a big problem. Matter of fact, sometimes my mom has got on her mean joint. Like, I ain't feel like answering the phone. Like, that's what we doing? Well, yeah. But since you here, you hungry? No, I'm just on the verge of having a panic attack. You know, it's all good. Don't worry about us. Don't worry about me. Worry not. Worry not. Now, back to the matter at hand. Have you ever had sex with somebody you considered to be, where you considered the sex to be boring? Now, when we go back to the title of the show, does poverty equate to boredom or trouble? Now, if you think about, if you just sitting around not really doing anything, you thinking like, yo, man, I could call Tanya, not Big Butt Tanya, because only I call her. But if I call Tanya, I can get a couple of nuts off or whatever. Even though she be acting stupid tonight. Fuck it, I'm gonna make her do what I needed to do tonight. But those decisions can lead to children being born. Now you was already broke, and now you adding on more family members to add to your broke tally. Your poverty tally is growing. Your broke bill is going up. It just went up one child. Super expensive. Super expensive. It could also lead to you having irresponsible, unprotected sex with the wrong person. Now your broke ass is, now you got a clinic visit too. Shout out to Amoxicillin. Shout out to Z-Pack. Shout out to Tetracycline. Shout out to Shout out to the antibiotics. Shout out to the antibiotics. You wouldn't need no antibiotics, but you got bored and went and got the cat. You know how it go. You went around the block. Yo, Tanya, chewed up that ass. I'm about to get up in there and bust enough fast. And I know that I should make it last forever, but I'm not right now. It's whatever. Yo, Tanya. Not Big Butt Tanya, though. Shout out to Big Butt. You know what I mean? I ain't shout out my baby. Yo, shout out to Big Butt Tanya. for the sex is never boring. Because Big Butt Tyan know what to do. She know what to do. Yes, she do. I don't know about you, but Tyan know what to do. I don't know about Tyan know what to do. I don't know about you, but Tyan know what to do. When she come on through, I feel like I'm with the crew. Always got a little boredom to shave off. She make sure that boredom will be staved off. And I ain't worried about things because I'm her king. She's my queen. We get it on when this is seen. It's a freaky scene. It's a crazy scene. It's always satisfying. Had me buying shit, spend money at the top dime. I'd be like, if loving you is a crime. Yes. Loving you is a crime. Is it a crime? Is it a crime that I still want you? And I want you to want me too. Is it a crime? Is it a crime that I still want you? And I want you to want me too. Your love is wider. Wider than Victoria Lake. Your love is taller. Taller than the Twin Towers. Okay, never mind. And I know that was, you know, I know that was Love is Stronger Than Pride, but I mixed it in. Shout out to the Diamond Life album. My girl Sade. Shout out to the Diamond Life album. Let's see. TK Wright says, the sex was boring. They had great sexual energy, but couldn't bring that energy into the act. Oh. Okay. TK Wright says, our lives were lived outdoors and free most times, no doubt. Ansel Jones says, asking someone to always go out to a party and eat is stressful. Do I really want to be in the house? In the house by myself? Mm-hmm. Interesting. So let me ask y'all this though, because I think that boredom is more of a psychological thing, and T. Carey Wright seems to think that boredom is more of a psychological thing. But what do y'all think? Do y'all think that boredom is more mental, or do you think that it's a physical thing? Because we have used examples where we have shown that when you're doing something physical, you're normally not bored. But it's a lot of times when you are bored, you know, you don't have anything to occupy your mental space. And maybe sometimes when you're doing a physical thing like having sex, maybe you can still be bored because it's not you're not incorporating the mental element that you may need. I mean, you may be born under the sign of I don't know, Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini, in which the physical part of it is never going to totally fulfill you. Not going to happen. Just like if you're a water sign, like a Pisces or a Cancer or a Scorpio, Sex alone is not going to fulfill you unless somebody starts crying or starts hollering in pain. What? Don't act like you've never gotten into a full-blown argument right in the middle of having sex with a Scorpio. Y'all might have got it resolved. You might have got it resolved, but don't act like you've never had sex with a Pisces and she just broke down crying. I said, no, everything is cool. TK Ray says, sometimes when I'm home doing nothing, I feel like I've gotten the most done. Yeah, well, if you're the type of person that's busy all the time, you might really value the times when you don't have to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're the type of person that's always the Uber driver, always the designated driver, you the pick up and drop off person. You are the emergency person. Oh, help us. Help us. We're stuck in the laundromat in the market. Help. We got to go to this concert. Or we got an after school function. Mom! Dad, help us. Oh, it's raining outside. We can't catch the train. Help. 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 Yeah, might be like that. TK Wright says, why are you laughing at me? that's sex with a Pisces. You took advantage of me. That's for the Pisces. You don't make a Pisces come. They'll have an orgasm. Be like, you took advantage of me. They ain't say you raped them. You took advantage of me. You must think I'm stupid or something. No. I refuse to be your sexual punching bag any longer. After this last time. Shout out to all the Pisces. Shout out. Shout out. Oh, see? I was bored doing this show earlier. Now I'm having fun. It must be a mental, psychological. Let me make it physical. TK Wright says Pisces are a good time. I agree. Except when they be crying and complaining. Except for that. Emily says, now you want to shout us? I shouted y'all out in the beginning. That don't mean I forget about all the crying time. But don't take it personal, Emily. Because when it comes to crying and complaining, nobody beats Virgo. No, Virgos don't like to cry in front of you. But complain all day, all day, all day, all day, all day. You missed the spot. You missed the spot. You missed the spot. Yo, you failed to make me happy 100%. You missed the spot. You missed the spot. Yeah, you think you all of that and I kept my mouth shut, but you missed the spot. You missed the spot. Yeah, I see that your opinion is higher yourself, but you missed the spot. You missed the spot. Yeah, you really think you got it going on, but you missed the spot. You missed the spot. Yo, I saw you got a new card and that thing is hot, but you missed the spot. You must the spot. And yo, I see that you copped the new house that you got. You missed the spot. You missed the spot. Yeah, I see you going on vacation. Then you're happy. Yo, missed the spot. You missed the spot. Yo, I see. Yo, you gotta go. You missed the spot. I am a Virgo. You know how it go. I ain't no goddamn Leo, so I'm not looking at the big picture. I'ma itemize every little piece of the picture. And I treat it like a jigsaw puzzle. And the picture is not complete. You understand? I'm going to make sure that we get us a little perfection and go out to eat. But you missed the spot, and I ain't gonna act like I don't know. You, your glasses fit on your face funny, yo. Yo, you really trying to just come at my neck? You better act like you're about to show me some respect and cut a check while you're at it. Because if we gonna do this shit, it ain't automatic, you. You know, sucker ass nigga, slot missing ass nigga, old whack ass sister. Don't come at the Virgo when I'm protecting the Pisces. You know how that shit go. Yo, it's getting kind of spicy. I don't want to be bored, yo. Yo, the Libra just told me that I scored, but she said that her scales wasn't balanced. This shit is kind of crazy. She said it with malice. She said, yo, can't get it together today. You'll come back another day and listen to what I say. I'm like 3 steps ahead of your thinking. Price and process patterns. You know what I'm talking about. Like Saturn, it's the rings around that bitch. You got to pay attention. The gas around your head, yo, you got extensions. And I would like to mention that you ain't getting none of this tonight. My skills ain't balanced right. My, go get you a Gemini. Go get you a Gemini. All right. Okay. All right. So, Ansel Jones says, I've never been in a relationship only for sex. We just didn't like the title of boyfriend and girlfriend. That's what's up. And he also says, there need to be a relationship tax break. A relationship tax break. Huh. Well, if you gay, you can get that. It's called civil union. You get it. I mean, it ain't gonna apply to you, my brother. No. But just know that it does exist out there for other people. Know you. All right, let me get back to the topic, y'all. Let me get back to the topic because, you know, when we ask the question of does poverty equate to boredom, it can, because, you know, by you not having maybe educational opportunities or the money to go out and have the kind of fun that you see on TV. See, all the fun that you see on TV is paid for. It's paid for by the commercials and the shows that are on TV in the first place. So they're always going to encourage you to do things that take money out of your pocket. They don't advertise free things to do on TV. That's not where you're going to find that. So I'm not saying that people with money or people who have money don't get into things. But what I am saying is that when you're broke, the things that you may do in order to get rid of your boredom may have something to do with trying to make money by illegal means, which puts you in the realm of, you know, being locked up, incarcerated, things like that. So putting your freedom at stake. Also, hurting other people, you know, in case where you might, you know, perform a stick up or something like that. Yeah, one thing about people who rob people at gunpoint. Many of them do it for more than the money. Many of them do it for the rush. They like to see the fear in people's eyes and the power that they have on over them because they have a gun in their hand and people are fearing for their lives, so they give up their shit. So I've heard stick-up dudes talk about the pleasure that it gives them when they see somebody, when they catch a nigga out there, you know, slipping. He's shining and he's sleeping at the same time. So he might be out there looking like, you know, he getting all his money and all of that. When you put that, you flash that gun in his face and he taking off the chain like, yo, man, just take it. You know, the fear in his eyes just really gave them a rush. Stick up kids love that rush. That's why a lot of them never bust their gun, but some of them do because they want to take that fear to the next level. They actually want to finish it off. Now, how destructive can that be? How much more destructive can something be than to rob somebody at gunpoint and inflict violence on them? So maybe you stuck the gun in their face and smacked them with the pistol. Bam! And took their shit. So it was like, oh my God! Yeah. Watch the blood just, yeah. So, trying to get money in the hood so you can find some excitement might lead you to selling drugs or sticking up people, robbing people, burglaries, all that kind of stuff. Does it all come out of boredom? No. But it can. It can be a birthplace of the motivation that may be present because you have limited access to the things that you would like to do that will allow you to have some fun. Like, I can't afford a car, but if I do these 10 stick-ups, I can go out there and buy me a nice little whip. I was listening to Prodigy of Mobb Deep. May he rest in peace. And Prodigy was talking about how he used to go, you know, how when he bought his first car when he was a young boy, you know, he bought the car, no registration, no insurance, no license. You know, he knew where to go get a car where they would just, you know, sell you a car, you know, for a few G's or whatever. And you know, you got a new whip. Not brand new, but the car itself wasn't legit and you ain't had no paperwork. You just floating around the city, no license, no insurance, no registration, no nothing. But you in this whip. Shit like that would happen in the hood. Whereas if you had money, you might still be able to buy the same car without a license, because you might put the license in somebody else. I mean, you might put the registration in somebody else's name who has a license and who can get you the insurance, even if you don't pay the insurance. The bottom line is you got the money. You have the money. You don't have to employ illegal means in order to try to get your cake up. Yeah, riding dirty, Ansel. What's going on, Stacey White? What's going on, Stacey White, today, not tonight? But yeah. When you have money, you can watch that TV or go on that internet and see things that you can actually afford. So your options change, which can decrease your boredom a lot. Not saying that it's going to make you happy. I'm not saying money is the root to happiness or is the cure for boredom, but it will give you access. Even if it just gives you access to different people who have different ideas, when they present those ideas, you can actually afford them. So if somebody says, we can go on a midnight cruise on a river or the lake, depending on where you live at. Oh yeah, how much that cost? Oh, I mean, it's a little pricey, but for $150, we can go out there and we can spend the whole night out there. But it's open bar though. It's open bar, $150? Yeah, it'd be nice, man. I mean, we went before. You'd be out there. It'd be good people there, sexy people or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Get your drink on, chill, watch the stars, whatever. It's a good look. Go ahead and throw that shit on. Let's get on. Yeah, you got the $150. You got the $200. You got the $500. Whatever the cost is, you have that and enough to be able to take care of anything that you want to take care of when you go out. So now don't get it twisted, because just because you have money to get yourself out of boredom doesn't mean that you won't do the same things that the people who are impoverished will do in order to stave off their boredom. For example, now in the hood, there are a lot of drugs in the hood. So if you're sitting around being bored, you may just go ahead and get high, roll up an L, go out and drink something. If you have a bar at your crib, if you have some liquor at the crib or whatever, You might pop some pills, some Xanny, or if you can't, you're bored and you have insomnia or some shit like that. Now you popping, you pop some V's or some Xannies or some, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? One thing about taking drugs is that it gets rid of boredom quick. Mm-hmm. It does. It gets rid. It is the boredom killer. The death of boredom is stored in substance abuse. So you might say that the people who have money, they are in a worse position when it comes to drugs than people who are broke. Because when people are broke, they can only get as high as their money will take them. But people who have money, that money is long. And so is the time that they spend high off drugs and shit. People with money always taking drugs and shit. Why y'all rich niggas don't have nothing better to do but take drugs and shit? Why? And so Jones says greed is the root of all evil. Sounds good to me. It sounds good to me. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It sounds actual and factual. As long as you know that I can have any John I want to, baby, that's actual and factual. But I choose you because you got a fatty and big titty, so you better give it up. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You haven't seen boredom until you meet a sexy chick with fat ass and big titties who can't read you a bedtime story. Boring, boring. Like, no, man, this sexy chick can't read worth shit. And then the prince got in the prince got in the stagecoach to go to the ball and to find the woman that would later be his princess. As long as you know that I can have any John I want to, baby, that's actual and factual, but I choose you, so. All right. We about to do these birthday shout-outs, man. You know what I mean? Like, look, I'm here because I'm trying to, you know, give back to the community. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what type time I'm on. But y'all want to front. And, this ain't the day. This ain't the day to be fronting. You're going to stop this fronting. You're fronting on me. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 17th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Maria Gonzalez, turning 48 years old today. And my cuz, my big cuz, Belinda Collier, known and affectionately known to the family as Tiny. Tiny turning 68 years old today. Unbelievable. And also Jay Dixon turning 41 years old today. And Cooper Sandra turning 69 years old today. And Daniel Wilson, happy birthday to you, my brother. And Shami Kamara turning 31 years old today. And Aisha Muhammad turning 44 years old today. And Terrence Nance, happy birthday to you. And Willette McCoy, happy birthday to you. And Anita Atwell turning 43 years old today. And Yolanda Jenkins, happy birthday to you. And Nancy McKenzie turning 41 years old today. And Marilyn Miles turning 48 years old today. And Candace Candy Ware turning 43 years old today. And Faithful Kingdom Faith, you know, a lot of birthdays on the 17th, right? Turning 51 years old today. And Real Deal turning 51 years old today. And last but not least, my brother. This was like my best friend growing up. My man, Derek Witherspoon. Happy birthday to all y'all. I hope that today finds y'all all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And this goes out to each and every person who's celebrating this birthday on this glorious June 17th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man. Yo, when you're bored in the hood, things lead up to no good, and I have to make this understood. Sometimes you might get hooked up in some crime. Sometimes you might get in the grease and the grime. Sometimes you might start selling the drugs. Sometimes you might use the drugs and be bugged. And sometimes you might, yo, sacrifice your life. But you can rig everything right. Just because you don't have a lot of money in your account doesn't mean that you can't have fun in large amounts. And everything is going to be okay. Even if you got a couple of dollars, you can still be bored today. But yo, an idle mind is a devil's playground. And then you don't have to mess around. The town is full of all kinds of things for you to learn. You can make it burn kind of like Usher. Don't let life push you over the edge. Yo, whack your life pledge. And I'm going to tell you something that my old head said. He said, yo, whatever you do is on you. You got to make your decisions, make them good ones too. And if you don't do that shit, it's going to be a real problem. And ain't nobody out here besides God that can solve them. And he going to solve them after you already learned your lessons. You got to make sure that you don't block your blessings. This is a lesson that I'm going to teach you now. And if you don't want to listen now, that's all right. You will. How you live your life is really all on you. I had to repeat that shit because sometimes you do not listen. And don't let the sign glisten. But yo, I'm telling you, and I'm not dissing. I don't care if you got a lot of dough or if you don't have any kind of money to show. Yo, my friendship is not based on that. So we going to later on get into all of that. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I want to thank y'all for coming through. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right, so I'm going to let y'all get to y'all. Oh, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. If I don't see y'all, hear y'all, get with y'all, happy Father's Day to all of the great fathers out there. And for the ones that are on the come up, you keep trying. Don't let nobody keep you from your babies. And don't be waiting until Father's Day to get your Father's Day on. Love is love, baby. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.